African and third world debt different from the American debt? Number one, America is never going to pay its debts. It doesn't have to. It can. Its debts are in its own currency. We can simply print it. The African debt is not in its currency. The African debt is in U.S. dollars. Africa has to earn the U.S. dollars, and the only way it can earn the U.S. dollars is not to be assassinated for growing its own food and becoming independent and doing something that the United States does not like. The principle underlying the foundation of the World Bank is that no country should grow its own food. Africa and the third world should only grow export crops. To export in order to have an oversupply of cocoa and other tropical raw materials to keep down the price, they must buy their grain from the United States or Europe so that if they do something that we don't like, we can do what America tried to do to China in the 60s. We can sanction them. We can say, we're going to starve you. We're going to not export any grain to you. So owing their foreign debt in dollars means that they have to somehow sell something that the United States wants, not what they want. I think the most evil organizations in the world today are the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. And my book, Super Imperialism, that I wrote in 1972, is all about that. The largest purchasers of the book were the Defense Department and the CIA. I was immediately, the organization I worked for was given a $85,000 Defense Department contract for me to come to explain to them how American imperialism worked, and they used it as a how to do it book. They thought it was just spontaneous. And I had written the book thinking that socialists in third world countries would do something about it, and indeed it was translated into Spanish and other languages, but it was really the Defense Department that applied most of this, and I was amazed when I was invited to the White House to explain how imperialism worked. And my boss said, we've run rings around the British imperialists. This is how to do it for them. So certainly the third world countries should cancel the debts under the odious debt principle. I haven't been able to convince any of them to do it because they said, if we do that, the CIA will kill us. So how do you break that cycle? That's a problem I've not been able to solve.
The other thing, when you were responding to the first question, there's also something we're suffering from in Africa, the devaluation of currency as another way of...
Devaluation of...
The currency.
Oh, currency, yes. Yes,
as a way of keeping us dependent continuously.
That's a good point. When a country devalues a currency, what are they devaluing? Well, you know, there's a world price for grain, a world price for aluminum, a world price for raw materials. The only thing that they can really devalue is the price of their labor. So when Africa or Latin America or Greece is told to, or America is told to devalue the currency, what that means is pay labor less. You have to squeeze out more to pay the top of the economic pyramid, to suck it all up to the top 10% or 1% or 0.1%. So devaluation is basically an anti-labor policy to prevent a domestic market and prosperity from developing. That is why China and Russia are saying, we don't want to be part of the dollar area. We want our own currency, and we will only borrow in our own